holiday. That's right. Turkey dinner, y'all.
It's turkey dinner, y'all.
It's turkey dinner, y'all.
Yo, mom's mixing muffins in the mixing bowl.
Getting swole off a green bean casserole.
It's turkey dinner, y'all.
It's turkey dinner, y'all.
It's turkey dinner, y'all.
It's turkey dinner, y'all.
And yo, mom's mixing muffins in the mixing
bowl.
Welcome
back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And Dr. Bill, we've been talking trains, planes, automobiles, and buses all day today. All modes of transportation for the holiday season that's coming up.
Yeah, that's true. Don't forget the feet.
I guess you can walk, but that would be a pretty heavy load carrying that turkey on your back. So hopefully you'll go by one of those modes of transportation. But, you know, when you talk about fun things to do and getting there by one of these modes of transportation, hey, I found out about a really, really cool destination and something really fun to do for the holidays. And even if you can't do it for the holidays, you know, I always say one of the best gifts is the gift of travel.
It is. It's something that always keeps giving, and it's something that's, you know, that's enjoyable.
That's right. That's right. So I want to jump right in because I have on the telephone with me Johnny Cooper, who is a Northern Lights expert and founder of a company called Off the Map Travel Journey. Now, first of all, I love that name. So the first question I have to ask him is about that name, because the name seems to me to mean that you're going to have some really great adventurous trips. So, Johnny, welcome to the show.
Hello there. Hi. Thanks. Thanks very much for having me.
Well, I'm so glad that you can join us all the way from the UK. Now, first of all, I have to ask you about the name of your company, Off the Map Travel Journey. So that's a great name. It just invites you to want to call you up and go on one of your trips. So tell me a little bit about the name of your company and about your company, what you guys do.
Well, Off the Map Travel was kind of formed because we wanted to give people the opportunity of exploring new destinations, particularly up in the Arctic with the Northern Lights. But at the same time, kind of combining that with a touch of luxury. Quite often when you kind of travel to these wilderness destinations, it can be sometimes the accommodation is not what you might expect and things. And I kind of coined a phrase relatively early on that I didn't want people to have this soggy sandwich and cold cup of tea experience. So Off the Map Travel was really kind of there to show how we want to take people out of their comfort zone a little bit, but at the same time giving them all of the fantastic experiences and niceties that you would expect from a holiday, really.
Well, I love that idea, and I know you all have something special that you're planning called the Aurora Bubble Sled. Now, that sounds both romantic, but it also sounds pretty adventurous. So tell me a little bit about that and when that's taking place.
So in many ways, the Aurora Bubble kind of really fits very well with Off the Map Travel, because it is a trip in Kilpisjärvi, which is up in the very north of Finnish Lapland. And the Aurora Bubble is actually an insulated sled with a big glass roof, Perspex roof actually, because it bends right over the top of you. And it's pulled by a snowmobile. You start off in the village of Kilpisjärvi, and with your guide, you head off into the mountains at nighttime in the bubble. Now, the bubble is very well insulated. It's got a heater in there, thermostatically controlled heater, in fact, so you can control the temperature. But the idea being that you really get the opportunity to experience the wilderness and get out into the mountains where it can be obviously very cold. But again, just with that little bit of comfort that the bubble provides you, and then ultimately spending the whole night sleeping under the, hopefully under the aurora.
Well, it sounds like you're kind of sleeping under the stars because it's completely open, right? You can see out.
Yes, so literally if you lay back here in your bed for the night, you can look straight up, right up at the stars and the aurora that's dancing over the skies above.
Well, tell me a little bit more about sleeping in the bubble, and actually, because you're pretty much living in it as you're traveling around, so tell me a little bit about the experience that we'll have.
So as I said earlier, your guide will take you into the mountains and he'll take you to a special spot. So right up high in the mountains surrounding the village. The spot has been chosen so it kind of gives you the best view of the sky. And you will then be spending the evening with him for a couple of hours looking for the aurora. You might move around a bit depending on what's going on with the aurora. But at the end of that evening, the guide will leave you. He'll give you a mobile phone in case you wanted to come home early. He'll settle you down in the Aurora bubble. You'll be given lots of warm bedding and comfortable pillows and those types of things. And then it very much is that you're left to experience the wilderness out there, hopefully under the starry skies, and just really experience it how you want to. And that's the great thing about this, is one of the best things that we kind of do with a lot of our trips, is it takes people away from the connected world that we live in now and kind of takes them out into the wilderness where, you know, they're not going to have their mobile pinging with their emails or the television or anything. They really get to connect to nature and hopefully experience everything that has to offer.
Well, you know, the Northern Lights have always been a fascination for people. Why do you think they're so fascinating and draw so many crowds every year?
That is it's a tough question, because it's really the experience is a completely the right term actually to use when you go to see the Aurora. It's not just seeing it, you experience it, and every person's experience of the Aurora can be really different. Even to the colours, people's colour perception actually can be quite different. So what I might see might be completely different to what you might see. And then when it starts to move around in the sky and create shapes and patterns, that's when it really starts to kind of, in some respects, consume all of your vision and really put you almost in the Aurora. And I think it's that kind of magic element of it, coupled with a lot of the myths and legends that surround the Aurora, that make it a really magical experience. And for so many years and centuries, people have obviously had ideas of what the Aurora is and how it works. And it's only really now that we're really starting to understand the science of it. But I think it is that magical element that really draws in the people.
Well, I think you're right about that. Now, I'm speaking with Johnny Cooper, who is a Northern Lights expert. Now, how do we get there? So if we want to sign up for this, first of all, how do we sign up to come along and do this? And then how do we get there?
So you can visit our website. The easiest way to do that is actually to go to ilovenorthernlights.com. And that will direct you straight through to our website. And then from there, basically, you will need to drop us an email. All of our trips are completely tailor-made. So we take all the information from all our clients, and then we build unique itineraries for each of them. The bubble would just be really one part of the trip. So for this destination, we'd be coupling it with a town, or a city rather, in Norway called Tromsø. And so for people heading over from the United States, they would fly into Oslo and then take a short flight up to Tromsø. And then normally we'd suggest spending a few nights in Tromsø. It's a beautiful city. It's known as the Paris of the North, the City of Lights. And it really is a great way to kind of introduce people to the Arctic, because it has all of the niceties, great food, great hotels, all of those types of things. At the same time, you can do some fantastic activities there. And then as we go through the trip, we get a little bit more adventurous each day. And then obviously we have the bubble being one of the highlights.
Well, it definitely sounds like a highlight. And I've been to Tromsø, and I agree with you. It is a beautiful city. And definitely if you're coming over, you would want to spend some time there. Absolutely, absolutely. But now tell me a little bit more then about the Lapland Aurora program in Finland. Is that different or separate from what you're doing? Or how is that connected?
So the Lapland Aurora is, as we were saying earlier, all of our trips are completely tailor-made. So on our website, you'll find a lot of proposed itineraries or itineraries that kind of give people an idea of what they can do. So Lapland Aurora is one of those, and it really just gives a flavour of the types of things that can be done in that area. And then when we kind of talk to our clients and understand a little bit more about what they're looking for, because each client is really different in their wants and needs, whether you're a family with children or a couple looking for a romantic getaway, we can then build trips around what your needs are. So what you see on our website is very much just to give you a flavor, an idea, and kind of set the spark. So then you can contact us with a little bit more of an understanding of what can be done, and we can then really tailor a trip to exactly what you need.
Well, yeah, because I checked out your website, and there are hot tub opportunities, saunas.
Which coupled in with the snow levels, actually, and that's an important thing for those looking for kind of fun snow activities. But what I'd suggest is, if people are interested, they contact us, and you can get to our website at ilovenorthernlights.com and offthemaptravel.co.uk. And there you can find our contact page, and then you can either give us a call or drop us an email or fill in the form, and then one of our travel designers will get in touch with you and put something together that will hopefully be a fantastic trip.
It sounds perfect. And Jenny, thank you so much for joining us today and telling us all about this. I'm ready to sign up, so I'm headed to the website right now. Thank you so much for joining us. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends today. Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back in 2 weeks with more travel tips. Here on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN.
I tremble with fear as Thanksgiving draws near. My future looks murky, 'cause I am a turkey.